We want to welcome everybody into God's house this morning. Thank the Lord that he let us come back this way again to worship. And it's a special time, and it's always special when we get together to worship the Lord. And I appreciate every individual that's here this morning. And if you're visiting, we want to say a special thanks to you for coming. We thank the Lord for Sunday school this morning. We appreciated it and enjoyed it. Looking forward to the baptizing today. We've got one of those that's become candidates for baptism that's here that's going to get baptized, God willing, in here in just a few minutes. And we thank the Lord for her. Thank the Lord she got saved, and thank the Lord she's willing to follow Jesus in baptizing. And so it's good to be here and good to have everybody that's here. And we want to really pray for this service this morning. My heart's desire, more than anything else in this world, is to see somebody get saved this morning. And so God's able to do that. And when he calls, just obey him. So I got a scripture I want to read in the 28th chapter of the book of Matthew. And I read this pretty often, but it's a blessing. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given to me in heaven and earth. Of course, this was after he's resurrected. And he said, go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. And so the church has got a job to do, and when the Lord moves in the Spirit, the church can do that job. We can preach the gospel, and we can teach what the Word of God says. And when God's Holy Spirit knocks at people's hearts, if they'll come, they can get saved. And then when they're willing, we can baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. And I like to explain this over and over again. Baptism doesn't have anything to do with saving your soul. No, water baptism doesn't. But when God saves us, we're baptized with the Holy Spirit on the inside. When we go into the baptistry or wherever we baptize somebody in water, when we baptize them there, it represents death, burial, and resurrection. It's an outward testimony of what God's done inwardly. And so, thank the Lord. If you'd like to stand with me for a moment, and we'll have a word of prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to be here today, God. Thank you for what we already feel and the excitement and the blessing and the burdens that we have in you, Lord. Thank you for each individual that's here, and thank you, God, that you're here. God, we thank you for this service this morning. We pray for it, for every aspect of it. God, bless every part of it. Lord, we pray that you just use this service to reach people's hearts. And God, we ask you to bless the baptizing this morning. God, we pray for your mercy and your grace, and we ask you all these things in Jesus' name, and amen. You may be seated. We turn over to the choir.
Page 92.
My heart in love.
Thank the Lord for that good song. I appreciate it. At this time, if we'll ask the candidate and know who's going to help her to come over here and get ready, and and who's going to help me come over here and get ready on this side. And let's just really pray for this service. And I thank the Lord for baptism. I thank the Lord for what it means, for the testimony that it is. And I thank the Lord that he's still saving people. You know, there's a saying, God's still in the saving business. That's just as much as he's ever been. And praise God. And if you're here this morning and you're not saved, my prayer is that God would speak to your heart and you'd obey the Lord and you'd get saved. So we're going to turn back over to the choir and let them sing, and we're going to get ready for the baptizing. Pray, pray, pray.
Thank you.
the side. Page 329.
This sister, she just blessed my heart. I hugged her this morning, told her I'm so proud of her. I thank the Lord for her, for following the Lord, for getting saved, and then being willing to follow the Lord in baptism. I'm glad to be in the Lord's house, glad to be here. I want you to pray while we baptize this morning. How wonderful it is to be here in the Lord's house and feel God's Holy Spirit. In obedience to the command of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and upon the profession of her faith in Him, we baptize this our sister in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Just keep praying. And while they sing, we'll get ready. We'll come back out. And after we come back out, we'll shake hands with her. If you're here today and you need to come to altar, you don't even have to wait for us to get back out there. There's people out there to pray with you, and we'll pray when we get there. I believe somebody could already come to the Lord this morning. So mind the Lord, everybody, and pray, and we'll turn back over to you.
Save Jesus, I pray.
22. Page 262.
Oh.
Thank the Lord for the baptizing. Thank the Lord for being able to feel God's presence. And it's just wonderful to be here. And glad, like I said already, glad for every person that's here. Sister, if a sister just come back over here and stand here in the front, and anybody from her family that wants to stand with her can, and we'll all stand up. And let's come around and shake hands with her. Welcome her into the fellowship of our church. And she's a member here just as much as I am.
Right.
No big eyes or little U's. Everybody's equal. Praise God.
Right.
We're all here because of the shed blood of Jesus.
Right.
And you, if you're here and you're not saved, you got just as much opportunity to get saved and go to heaven as anybody else. Because I say this often, if I would have been, or you would have been, the only sinner that needed to get saved, Jesus still died and rose from the dead. Because he, even though he died for everybody, he died for us individually as a person. And so even while we're shaking hands here, I mean, I really feel this. Even while we're shaking hands here, I believe God's calling people. And if you want to come and bow down at the altar and pray while we're shaking hands, it won't be out of order. It'll be in order. When God asks you to do something, it's always right. So sing and obey the Lord and come shake hands.
Jesus, the Lord, I sing a sweet song.
Page 68.
And the fellowship. Just remain standing. Everybody has unspoken prayer requests, just raise amen. Whoever has a spoken request, share that with us. Continue to pray for Sister Darlene, Carl's sister. Someone else. Remember that. Pray for that. Pray for Cooper. Cooper Roberts. He's taking care of church for Chase Lay at his church this morning, Souls Harbor. And so remember him down there. Pray for Continental Missionary Baptist Church. Pray for Waylon Hunter. Wednesday night, Waylon is starting revival at Continental. And I'm excited about that. There's some folks up there that I've got a burden for. I hope they attend that revival. Hope they get things fixed up with the Lord. But really pray. Pray for that revival. Now, there's some more revivals coming up. I'm not going to try to announce the rest of them right now, but there's probably three more that's coming up. I'll try to get to those a little later. Any others? Amen. Amen. Please remember that. Any others? Okay, pray for their parents. Amen. Any more? All right, pray for them. Pray for the lost here this morning. Pray for anybody here this morning. It's not where God wants them to be. The worst place you could be out of the will of God is to be lost. But there's some other places it's bad spots to be in too. Not that bad, but pretty bad. If you're saved and you're out of fellowship, God, that's a bad spot to be in. If you're not obeying the Lord, that's a bad spot to be in. So let's pray for everybody that's not where God wants them this morning exactly. Any others? Amen. Pray for that friend that's very ill. Remember. Any more? If not, well, Brother Bill, we ask you to lead us in prayer. Amen. Thank the Lord for that prayer. Let's keep praying. And everybody mind the Lord. And thank God we got such a great crowd this morning. We appreciate every individual person that's here. Thank the Lord that he let you come. Thank the Lord that you made the effort to come. And now that we're here, let's do everything God wants us to do. Yeah. Who'd feel like singing this morning? Got a song God's put on your heart? Well, surely sing it. Obey the Lord. Anyone? Not trying to rush anybody, but if God's wanting you to do it, man, by all means, do it. Pray for Brother Sean while he comes.
My mind gets so stressed about the world that we're in, the struggles and battles and the heartache of sin. Old Satan's attacked the church of today. They've left God's old path and they found a new way. But I thank God for the altar. That's where I got in. That old-time conviction revealed all my sin. And that old King James Bible, it still works today. I thank God I was saved in the old-fashioned way. That old-fashioned preacher, they say he must go. Just give us a smooth one who puts on a show. Don't sing us them old songs about dark Calvary. Just sing us a new song and happy we'll be. Oh, but I'd like to tell you, I'm not going that way. I'll stay with the blood. That's the price Jesus paid. I was born in the fire, and the smoke will not do. I'm walking that old path. Brother, how about you? And I thank God for the altar. That's where I got in. That old-time conviction revealed all my sin. And that old King James Bible, it still works today. I thank God I was saved in the old-fashioned way. Thank God for that old-fashioned
way. Amen. Yeah, thank the Lord for that song. Thank the Lord for the old-fashioned way. And I think maybe there's some more is going to come sing. If you are, come ahead. Let's pray for them while they come. Everybody keep praying. Boy, the Lord's here this morning. And let's just obey him to the fullest. Pray for them while they come.
I don't need silver, I don't need gold, I don't need the things of this world to satisfy my soul, but I need Jesus and all he salvation, and he's why I live.
He's all I need when trials come, and he's all I need when there's nowhere to turn, when I'm in trouble or caught in a storm. He takes care of all I need to
fortune. I don't need fame. I don't really care if anyone ever knows my name. 'Cause I know Jesus, and Jesus knows me. That's all that matters, 'cause he is a master and he's my everything. He's all I need when trials come. He's all I need when there's nowhere to turn, or when I'm in trouble or calling in a storm. He takes care of me.
Thank the Lord for the good singing. Anybody else got something on your heart? If not, I want you to pray very earnestly. And I want to turn in the scripture, and it connects with where I preached last week, where I want to read from, to start with, I want to read from the second chapter of Titus, and then we'll read a little bit in the third chapter of Titus, and maybe a couple more places later on. But I want to use a subject today. I want to use a title for my lesson is God Describes His Children. There's so many words. And see, the Bible was written by God. There were men who put down the words that God gave them, but God's actually the author of the Bible. And there's so many terms in the Bible talking about God's children. God gives a great description of us. And that's just really been on my heart. And last week, I preached about being redeemed. And the subject that I used last week, get redeemed and then tell it. And the word redeemed or my redeemed, that's one of the titles. And so here in the second chapter, 14th verse, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people. That's another term of definition. That's not an insult. That just means we're not the ordinary run-of-the-mill people of the world. Peculiar means special. A peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Then down here in the third chapter, said verse 4, but after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness, which we have done. We know that. Salvation is not of works, lest any man should boast, not of works of righteousness, here it said, according to his mercy, he saved us. We're saved people. And so by the washing of regeneration, we've been washed and made clean. Boy, that talk about being descriptive, that fits along with the Sunday school lesson this morning. Sure. And renewing of the Holy Ghost. And that fits along with the lesson this morning, the lesson last week. And I'm telling you what, I've been renewed. I've been cleaned up. I've been regenerated. I've been saved by the grace of God. Now, there's a lot more descriptive terms that God has in here. And, of course, I can't get to all of them, but there's quite a few of them that God permitting that I want to get to and I want to use. But now, again, the title of my lesson is God Describes His People. That's the title. But there's some follow-up questions that need to go along with the title of the lesson. When that description's being made, can you feel in your heart that that's describing you? I know none of us are perfect. We've all failed and sinned and come short of the glory of God. But when the preacher's preaching about people that's saved, I down inside I think, yeah, that's me. Not because of anything good that I did, but because I trusted the one who did it. I trusted by faith. I believed in the Lamb of God, trusted in Jesus Christ, and I got saved. And when it talks about that, again, go back to that word redeemed. When I was preaching about redeemed, I thought in my own mind, I thought, God, thank you that I'm redeemed. I'm glad that I'm one of those peculiar people. I'm glad that I've been washed. I'm glad that I've been renewed. I praise God for what God's done for me. Listen to me. And there's another question that needs to go along with that. Not only the first question, when that has been mentioned, that's been preached, that's been testified about, can you feel in your heart that that's describing you? Well, the next question is, if you've been saved, if you've really been born again, if you've been redeemed, when other people around you are looking at you, can they get a glimpse of that description that God made of you? If I've been redeemed, and I have, if I've been saved, I have, that means the same thing. If I have, if I've been washed, and I have, that means the same thing. But when people are around me, and I'm walking through this world, and people are watching my life, can they get a glimpse of what God's describing in me? Does it show up? Well, you say, preacher, how can it show up? When you live for God, He'll make it show up. But if you don't live for God, it won't show up. Jesus said, ye are the light of the world. Praise God. I can't make my light shine. It's Jesus, but I can let it shine. How do you let it shine? Live for God. And that's another descriptive term, light of the world. Jesus said, ye are the light of the world. Boy, talk about a descriptive term. What a blessing it is. It's a responsibility, but it's a blessing. It's a privilege to be the light of the world. Now, over here in the book of Romans, then I'll go down to chapter 8, and if you want to read it in the 16th verse, it said, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now, listen to this. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Praise God. That goes along with the Sunday school lesson last week. Blaine talked about that. He talked about when doing an estate, if somebody had left the will, that their children was going to be heirs and they'd be joint heirs. They share equally in what they've got. Well, I'm proud it's like that. I'm glad I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. What's that mean? That means everything in heaven, I'm going to have a part in it. I'm going to have just as much part in it as Jesus Christ has, because I'm a joint heir with you. Well, preacher, how can that be? It can be that way because God made it that way. I didn't make it that way. God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost made it that way. And so praise God today. Now, think about the descriptive terms that God makes for His children. Again, I want to go back over the question when we're talking about that. Can you feel that? Not that I deserve it. I don't feel any deserving that I deserve to be an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. But do I have it? Yeah, I have it. Why do I have it? Because God gave it to me through the shed blood of Jesus. When I trusted in the Lord by faith, God washed my soul, made me white, made me clean in the blood of the Lamb. And so I come up. I'm a child of God. I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Now, I want to get some other things over here. I want to go over back into the book of 1 Peter. I want to get a little bit of this over here. Praise God. I'm glad for what God has done for me and for you. And so, and then I'll probably go back into the book of Titus where I started out, and I'll probably end up over there. But I just want to get over here in the book of 1 Peter in chapter 2, down here, verse 22, says, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth. Boy, I'm glad my soul's been purified. And it goes on down in the 23rd verse, said, being born again. Boy, that's a phrase that we use a lot, and I'm glad. As far as the descriptive terms that God's made of His children, two terms that stands out that we use more than the other. I've been saved. I've been born again. Those, we use them a lot. Nothing wrong with that. Boy, I'm glad I can say I've been born again. Talk about a descriptive term. I love that. But it says, verse 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. And listen to this. This makes a point here. We need to get this. For all flesh is as grass. In other words, these natural bodies are like the grass. How so? Well, it goes on. They're like the grass. And now all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof fadeth away. Now, just like you see the flowers that bloom in the summertime when the cold winds start to blow, and the flowers and the grass and the flowers, they just fold up and they fade away. They go away. But listen to this. But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is a word which by the gospel is preached unto you. So praise God, we have something more than the flesh. We've got that down on the inside. That's the born again part. That's the part he's talking about here, not by corruptible seed, but by incorruptible. Now, let's go on over here in the second chapter in the ninth verse. So listen to this. He gives some more descriptive terms. This is still in the book of 1 Peter. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation. Connects with the Sunday school last 2 weeks, this week and last week. Think about it. Let me say it again. But you are a chosen generation. We are chosen of God. Why did he choose us? Because we were willing by faith to trust in his son. God, what about predestination, preacher? Does the Bible talk about predestination? Yeah. What's it mean? It means that God had a predestinated plan that was planned before the foundation of the world. Well, what is that plan? That God would give his son to die on the cross and raise from the dead. That's predestinated. What else is predestined? That everyone that would trust him by faith would be born again. It's predestinated to that point, but it's a free will in the choice of man, woman, boy, or girl. You've got to trust him by faith. And so you are a chosen generation. When I bowed my heart and I trusted and I asked Jesus to save my soul and believed in him as my Savior, I became one of the chosen. Well, now, so God foreknew that, but that became known to me right then. So now he goes on. He says, a peculiar people. There's that phrase again, a peculiar people. Not an insult, but it's, praise God, I'm glad that we're a peculiar people. Sometimes, let me get this point here, not trying to insult anybody, but sometimes we don't act very peculiar. Sometimes we act a lot like the world. We ought not do that. We ought to act peculiar. We ought to show forth that we got something in us that the world does not have. So, a peculiar people. And so, that we should show forth. Well, let me read that again. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of light, out of darkness into his marvelous light. Well, praise God. Well, let me go back over here into the book of Titus again. I'll get down through here. I want to get this verse 5 again. I read this already, but not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy. He saved us by the washing of regeneration and by renewing of the Holy Ghost. Then let's go over and get verse 6 and 7, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Verse 7, that being justified, there's another word, I've been justified. I'm a justified person. What's that mean? That means through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, my sin's been washed away. Everything's just. God fixed it. I couldn't fix it, but God did. Let me ask you a question. Do you want all these things today? You might say, well, sounds, I don't understand all of it. Do you understand this much? That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. If you're not saved, you can get saved. You can be one of these people that God brags on. Yeah, he was bragging on us. How could you say anything else? These descriptive terms. When God washes away our sin, he makes us his own. We become part of the household of faith. We become justified by faith that we should be made, and here's this word again, that we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Boy, you can't have a better hope than that. Heirs according to the hope of eternal life. So, let me sum it up again. Get your song ready. Let me sum it up again. God describes his people. When he describes his people, do you know that he's describing you? Do you have that time and place down in your life where you got saved? I'm telling you what, it was probably November sometime. I don't know the exact date. That's not what I'm talking about, knowing the exact date or the hour of the day. But in my recollection, in my mind and heart, I've got a time that I can go back to. My experience that I had, it's real to me. Do you have an experience like that where you came out of sin and you were made alive and you become born again, you become saved, become justified, all those things? If you don't have that, you can have it. And if you do have it, are you letting it show? Let's all stand. Somebody needs to come to Jesus this morning. Let God bless you and enrich your life this morning. And you know what? If you'll do what God wants you to, you can help somebody else. There were people, I had friends that got saved before I did, and they were talking about how good it felt, and they were getting in church, and they were living for the Lord. And I'd seen older people doing that, but some of my very own friends did that. And I thought, boy, I need that, don't I? Yeah, I need that. God let me know I needed that. And that one night when the gospel pointed out to me, so powerful, I said, yeah, that's me he's talking to. And eventually I come and got saved. So this, I'm telling you what, I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad the Lord Jesus Christ knows my need and he knows your need. And when we'll come to him by faith, he'll supply that. He doesn't just know it. He's already done the work. All we got to do is just come and get it. Get it supplied. Sing when you're ready. Somebody needs to come this morning. Please obey the Lord. Please come. Yeah, there's a fountain filled with blood. Praise God. Amen. Yeah. I had my guilty stains washed away. You, if you haven't already, you can. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Amen. Please obey the Lord. Yeah, obey the Lord. Have you been born again? Does that describe you? Have you been saved? Same thing. Does that describe you? Are you part of the family of God? Does that describe you? It can. It will. If you trust in him, it does. If you will trust him, it will. Obey the Lord. He washed all my sins away. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord for that good singing. We'll ask for one more song, at least. I'm going to extend the invitation. If you're lost, you sure still need to come. If you're out of fellowship, God, you need to come. If you're just troubled about some things that's bothering you and worrying you, you can come. Even if you don't want to tell what it is, you can get a. You know, we've had some few people come late and come prayed and went back to their seat. That's okay. You're allowed to do that. Everybody obey the Lord. If you're just in a spot where you just don't feel spiritual like you should and you want to come and pray to try to get closer to God, doesn't mean you've done anything bad. It just means you need to move up. Please come. Now, also, if you're here today and you know you've been saved by God's grace, you've been saved. You're one of those people that I've been praying and talking about and God described. If you're one of those, and it's on your heart to join this church. If you belong to another Baptist church and you're in regular standing with them, you can join here by letter. If you've been saved and you don't belong to another Baptist church, but you know you've been saved and you're willing to share that the fact that you've been saved, this church will be glad to receive you as a member by baptism. But whatever you need is, if God's put it on your heart to join this church, even if you've got some questions, if you want to come forward and we can discuss it and try to answer your questions or whatever it is, but we'll go from there. But mind the Lord this morning. See, too many times in my own life, God's wanted me to do something and I felt like I had to try to figure out the details. If God wants you to do something, you know he wants you to do it, do it. God will help you take care of the details. While we sing, please come. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
God's call is an individual experience.
Amen.
You're wondering if it's God telling you to come to the altar. The devil don't tell you to come.
Amen.
To the altar. If you're
Amen.
Wondering maybe you ought to come,
yeah.
You ought to come.
Amen. Let me repeat the last part of that. That made such a point. Brother Jay made an example, but this is what summed up. If you're wondering if you need to come, you probably ought to come. The devil, he don't, and Jay said this, he said, the devil don't try to get you to come to altar. If you feel like coming to altar and it's just, well, maybe not, maybe that's probably God wanting you to come to altar and the devil will try and talk you out of it. That's a great point. So sing when you're ready. I'm going to come right down here in front and I'm going to ask you to obey the Lord and come this morning. Obey the Lord. Obey him this morning. Come take care of God's business. Obey the Lord. Let God help you today. He can. He will. Will you let him? Will you ask him? Will you come? You don't need to be ashamed to come to the altar. It's here not to cause shame. I like what one person said. Instead of me getting ashamed when I come to the altar, I got rid of some of my shame. I think that's true. That happened to me. Obey the Lord! Please come. There's somebody here needing to come. Please come. We're not here to judge you. We're not here to question you. We're sure to try to pray for you and love you and help you. But I can't move for you. I can pray for you. I can be burdened for you. I can talk to God for you. But when it comes time for you to move, it's up to you. Please come. Come on. Come on. Hey, somebody here needing to come. Just step out and come on. If it'll help you, get one of your friends standing close by to come with you. That's okay. One of my friends came with me the first time I came to the altar. It helped me. Obey the Lord. Come on. Come on. Come and see. A Samaritan woman told the people, come and see. I'd like to ask you to come and see today. Come on. Your move. Please come. To do something else. With heads bowed and eyes closed for just a minute, and I haven't done this for a while, but I feel like doing it this morning. Not trying to embarrass anybody or put anybody on the spot, and I'm not going to point you out. I'm not planning on coming to you. But if you're here this morning, you know, sometimes we can just take a little step in the right direction. It really opens up things and helps us. If you're here this morning and you know there's a need in your life and God's speaking to you, and you know you need to do something, would you just raise your hand and acknowledge that? Would you just raise your hand up and acknowledge, yeah, I'm one of those people that needs to do something. I'm not where I need to be with God. And I need your prayers. Would there be one here quickly? that would just raise your hand and say with that, pray for me. I'm not where I need to be. Nobody's raised their hands, and I'm not trying to pressure you to. If you feel like it, do it, and if you don't feel like it, it's up to you not to. But I'm going to ask again, just quickly, would you just raise your hand up and put it right back down if you're here and if God's wanting you to do something and you feel that and you want the prayers of God's people, just raise your hand quickly. That's far enough. You can raise your head and open your eyes. I didn't see anybody raise their hand, and if they did, I missed it. I don't think anybody did. And thank you for praying. Thank you for listening. Anything else before we turn over to the announcements? In case you didn't hear that, Linda's gotten a text message from Tina Boyd. Her and Tom, they come real regular. You just sit over there on that side and come real regular. They both been sick. I've been in contact with them. But she's got some sickness that's going on that she's going to have surgery for. And when I talked to Tom, he said, boy, he said, we sure miss coming to church. He said, we hope to get able and well enough to come back soon. And so as Linda's requested, please, please pray for them. They're just fine folks, and we miss them, and so pray for them. Anything else? All right, be seated if you want to, and I'll turn over for the announcements.
Just a quick reminder for everyone that the Ladies Faith Fellowship Conference is going to be on April 5th. So if you are a Lima lady and you are coming, or if you are bringing someone, that is wonderful. Please invite people. Please bring friends. We would love for as many people to be there as they can. Please make sure that you sign up or text me. My number is all over Facebook, so I'm sure you can find it. Text me so that we can get a name tag for you, a place for you to sit in, some food for you, a chair, all of those exciting things. But also I wanted to reiterate, the conference does start at 11, but there are going to be a lot of people here, like a lot of people here. So Lima people, if you could come earlier, that way we can get you checked in and seated, that would be wonderful so we can actually get started on time and kind of avoid the cluster of people in the foyer. So once again, just make sure that you're signing up. That's April 5th at 11, but for Lima people, come like 10:30, 10:45. Thank you.
Also with Ladies Club, we have some calendars set out for the month of March because we are very busy this month. So there's quite a few things happening. We have our Ladies Night Out, the dinner. We have our biannual Ladies Club meeting where we talk about everything throughout the year, not just the Ladies Conference that's coming up in April. And then we have some nights set aside for cleaning of the foyer and the sanctuary. That is on Saturday, the 22nd. I'll be here from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., or somebody will be here. So we can all come in and help and clean, and we'll have more information about that tonight, like a sign-up sheet for you. That's on the 22nd. And then, like, the Wednesday night before our event, which will be April 2nd, we're going to ask everybody to stay after church on Wednesday and help us set up the tables in the fellowship hall. All of that information is on this calendar for the ladies, and there are copies of it on the podium outside, along with t-shirt order forms. If you haven't ordered your t-shirt yet, please do that. You can Venmo Angie, or you can write a check or give cash. Myself, Linda, or Emily all can take those orders. And Angie, I don't think she's here today. She had to work. We will be gathering tonight a little bit before church. I think we're going to come here around 5 o'clock. Any lady that wants to talk about the event, some people that are taking care of the details are coming to meet. So if you're interested in hearing about that or want to be involved in that more, we're going to be here around 5 o'clock. and then we had, as Ladies Club, had organized some meals for Kelly Thompson and her mom. We had been going out there for a couple times a week, and I need some people to sign up to do that this week on Tuesday and on Thursday. So if you're interested in helping Her mom is recovering from surgery, and it's just a good outreach and a good help to Kelly. So if you can't help us, pray for her. And if you can or are interested in that, let me know, and I'll get you her contact information and address. Thanks.
The youth group has been invited to New Haven's Youth Day, which is this coming Saturday, the 8th, and we are going to try to go to that. I know this is last minute, but if you are interested and able to go to that event, please let me know. That way we can plan accordingly. This is an all-day event. I think it starts at 9. Katie, do you know? Starts at 9, right. Okay, so this is all day. So just let me know if you're able to go and if you want to go and if you can go all day or part of the day or whatever that may be. Just let me know. And then also this month on March 11th, which is not this Tuesday, but it's next Tuesday, we're going to be having a church skating party, and that is going to be at the roller rink in Indian Lake. I see these guys shaking their head back there, but they're going. They're going. Everybody's going. We are going to practice together, and it's going to be fine. So that is going to be $2 per person, and that is from 6 to 8. So, again, that is Tuesday the 11th. I think on Facebook I put the 18th. I messed up, so don't look at that. I'm going to fix it, but it's the 11th.
All right, let me remind you again, revival starting Wednesday night at Continental Church with Brother Waylon Hunter, preaching revival. Also, I'll just share this with you. Brother Brent texted me this morning and said this month, March, got 5 weekends in it, and wanted to know if we could have a fifth Saturday meeting, association meeting here. And I said, if that's okay with me, I'll just check with folks. And so if that's okay with everybody, we'll do that. If any problems, anybody can let me know right after service. But otherwise, we'll plan on having that and look forward to having that. I love those fifth Saturday meetings for the association. It's good to get together, and so remember that. Anything else? Please pray for service time tonight, 6 o'clock. Everybody come that can, and thank the Lord for you being here today. Anything else to be heard before we come to a close? If not, we'll ask those that's seated to stand. We'll ask Brother Ethan to pray dismissal.